Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The year is, it's been a year.
Oh,
it's happy been, birthday.
Happy birthday, it's Britney, bitch.
Oh my God.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh my God.
Happy birthday, dear LA.
Oh my goodness.
Happy birthday to you.
Can you believe that 1 year ago, Good Morning America,
we launched this podcast. Yeah, I can believe it. Happy birthday.
I know.
And thanks to everybody who has joined us over the past year. This has been such a wild ride, and what an interesting year it has been.
Mm-hmm. Sure has.
Lots of down and up and downs.
Mm-hmm. Our last episode was deep in my heart.
Mm, sure was.
But you know, it is the reality that we find ourselves in.
Sure do.
I wish that we were doing a domination review.
Yeah, I wish we were there in Vegas in the pit. At this point, we would have been there about five times.
Yeah, we would have seen Once Upon a One More Time last night.
Yeah,
but,
that's true.
You know, that's an alternate reality.
That's, I'd like to go to there.
Great. I know, it's been a year. Mm-hmm. And what has been your favorite episode? I'm kind of curious. Oh, Jesus. What? That wasn't me, was it?
It was you.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, it was your computer.
My computer. What the fuck?
Wow. We try and run a professional recording.
I don't know. I just got this thing. I didn't know. Why did every time I turn it on, it just turns text messages on? I'm like, how do you know my text messages? Who logged? I don't get it anyway.
Kyle just got a laptop.
Right? Like, I can produce and edit an entire podcast series, but I don't know how to work my new laptop.
But you're a Facebook mom yelling at your keyboard because you can't figure out why you're getting texts on your laptop.
Yeah. That's weird.
Okay.
Anyway.
Great.
Phonography.
Don't text Kyle.
What were we talking about?
Favorite memories.
Yes. 1 year moments.
Moments. Favorite episode. My favorite episode was probably 2003. Our coming out episode. Or 2013, because of just how far left we took it with our conspiracy theories. Because we hate conspiracy theories, so we went deep with conspiracy theories.
I was going to say 2013, too.
Definitely.
Just because I feel like the way we were able to talk about Britney Jean is just
therapeutic.
Yeah, but it's also iconic now.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Like, I listen to Britney Jean and it's just so enjoyable to me now because,
you know, that's the great thing about time is it makes things a lot funnier when it's distant, because mm-hmm. when we're living in it, it's not so funny. I remember I felt like I was going through a divorce as it was happening, and now it's hilarious.
It was awful.
Yeah. So check that episode out if you haven't yet. If you're
also a shout out to 2005 and 2006.
Hey.
Hey, girls.
If you're listening.
No, I was like licking.
You were licking the screen.
I was listening back and I was like, what the hell did we talk about in these years?
Underrated, I would say.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is actually really funny.
Yeah. The good parts of those were that you don't expect anything to happen. And yet a lot of things did happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like, oh, you think you know, but what happened in 2005? I'll revisit, actually.
Yeah. Go listen to your own work.
Remixed, remastered, revisiting our own work. Great.
Yeah. I mean, we accomplished our mission.
We did. And then we had to adjust our goals because it was fan demanded that we extend the tour. So we kept it going.
Yeah. Well, speaking of fan demanded, well, actually, no, this wasn't fan demanded. That's Sparks by Hilary Duff. I was going to say this is fan interactive. In this episode, we're all going to have fun.
Yeah.
I promise.
It's going to be lighthearted.
Yeah.
Fun.
Which, if you don't know what that's from, It's from Dance Moms. Insert Abby Lee Miller. Do I have the audio? I don't know.
I'll have to
go digging for it. But basically, they do the pyramid, and Jill runs in, and she's like, what about Kendall? What about my daughter? And they're all crying, and they kick the moms out. And Abby's like,
she's not going to cry. The kid's not going to run off the stage. She's going to go. She's going to do the solo. It's going to be good. We're all going to have fun.
So that's what we're going to do today.
It's kind of our spirit guide throughout the whole podcast.
Right.
So what we're going to do is we're going to answer the questions that you asked us nearly a year ago that we asked you to ask.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah. We prompted the audience to send in questions in our Q&A post on Instagram and Twitter. And you did so. And we ignored it for...
Yeah. We fully prepped the document. It was ready to go. We were ready to record. And things happened. So, you know, we just... stored that document away with all the props from the circus tour, which are stored somewhere. And we just revived it for this moment. So we're going to go through all of your questions because they were really good. Then, in addition to the cues and the answers, we have an announcement of an announcement.
Of an announcement.
Of an announcement. Is it three? Because right now we're announcing that we're going to be announcing.
Yes. It's an announcement of an announcement of an announcement.
Yeah. That.
And that'll be coming real soon.
Yeah, we're basically Ellen, and well, you can be Ellen because you've been canceled.
Right, exactly.
And I'll be Brittany, where I'm like, well, my announcement is that I have an announcement.
What is your announcement?
My announcement is actually that I have an announcement.
All right. Yes, okay, so there's announcement to make an announcement, and what is the announcement of the announcement?
Yeah, and then, like, Kaylin Allen will, like, walk in with a giant hat and ask backup dancers for their favorite Britney moves for an hour, and then cut to the zombie audience members in the crowd, and then fade to black.
We don't, you know, I said we're all going to have fun, and we're not going to discuss that.
We're all going to have fun!
I don't even know. Where are my questions? What the hell? I'm unprepared. I'm not used to this. It's been a while.
Yeah. This is too free and loose.
Right. Okay. Did we say everything that we were supposed to say in my little, my notebook that is gibberish? It's been 1 year.
Yeah.
What is your favorite episode? Mm-hmm. Say that you're doing a Q&A and an announcement and then segue into the announcement. Okay, great.
Great.
So the first cue comes from two people. All right, Coco and Das Ma... Dosmanovich. Work.
Yes.
They want to know what our favorite tour outfits are.
This is already too hard. I'm done.
Oh, I know mine. So
I think I actually know mine.
So I have two. I think my ultimate favorite is opening leg of the circus tour.
Oh.
The ringleader costume with the tiger head headpiece. Before she scrapped it and like went with the gold and the boxer in the ring outfit,
yeah,
which was also iconic.
Yeah,
but there was something about the ringleader costume with the tiger head being this big comeback tour. She's coming from it. Just the symbolism, the power, the boots,
the power that that has,
the power
international
that has,
implications that that has,
the tiger head that that had, the massive headpiece that that was.
Yes. That's a pretty good one.
Iconic.
That's a good pick. Yeah.
And then my second one for aesthetic purposes is the purple sparkly jumpsuit, the very Elvis overprotected moment.
Yes. That jumped out in my head as well.
Yeah.
I would also have to say not only is it probably my favorite live performance, but the Baby One More Time waterfall with the clear cowboy hat and the jeans. I mean, especially once it's wet, it's just... And the Swarovski bra. That's, I mean...
Rich.
Rarely does she wear something that we'd be like, oh, rich.
Right. Something that's like, not from Forever 21.
Right. So I thought that was a very special moment for sure, couture-wise. And I also have to say the Breathe On Me segment of Onyx, where she's basically in like lingerie. I just feel like she looked perfect there. Also, the opening, the bodysuit of that one was very strong.
She looks so good.
She just looks really sleek and with the chocolate brown hair that I requested from my barber when I got it dyed and it didn't go well. that look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Live in Miami.
She looks great in a catsuit.
She
does. Other, the rustic overprotected catsuit.
Oh, yeah.
Was fierce.
Yes.
The Live from Las Vegas promo video, white one. Mm-hmm. Fierce. Oh, God. sad. She needs to bring those back.
She does. Yeah. It's sad that I like didn't even consider anything from Vegas because why would I?
Like a favorite outfit from Piece of Me.
Yeah.
I am obsessed with the black geometric opening outfit that she wore in the Pretty Girls performance with Iggy.
Okay.
She brought that to Vegas for 2 seconds.
For like two shows, and she's like, no thanks.
But that's also a bodysuit. Like, that's a full...
Yes, you're right.
Everyone's like, oh my God, she looks like skinny legend. She needs to be naked. No, she looks best in a fully covered bodysuit.
You're right.
She really does. Like a skin-tight bodysuit. Stunning.
Perfect. Oh, and then there was there was a second part to that question, right? Or there was a second person.
Two people asked the same question.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, both of you.
Smart minds think alike.
Yeah.
The next question is from Kev Zettel and wants to know what our favorite Britney unreleased demos are.
So many.
State of Grace, hands down, that's it. Point, period, blank, done.
I would say probably State of Grace overall. But there was like a newer one that I really, not newer, but of the newer Britney releases, I would say Strangest Love is really good. Very mystical.
Vocals.
I've always really liked Guilty. Guilty's fun.
See, I'm sorry to that song.
Sorry to that song. We will probably, if we do end up one day doing that B-sides and unreleased episode, we could deep dive into that. But I'm trying to think of...
Spam our Instagram post with a CD emoji.
Yeah.
If you still want that episode. It'll happen.
What else?
You'll see when we get to the announcement of the announcement. We'll get there.
Yeah. Rebellion has just become... We don't even know what the song sounds like in full, but it's like such an inside joke that I stan it.
It's very elusive.
It is. It's the ultimate elusive Chanteuse song. It's just Rebellion snippet MP3. For those who were not on board for the 2006 episode, I think it was, that was a snippet that was featured on her website with a tiger.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. And I feel like, not to keep harping on the teens, but like this was so monumental for us because we didn't have social media. And so like these updates were so much more of a spectacle in a way, because it's like you can just toss out a song on Spotify now and it's like nothing. But like a teaser on a website really, really meant something at that time. And
right. Everyone literally had you shaking.
Yes. Songs aren't events like they are. Like they were then. Where
right. Now everyone's just like, oh, here's a new promo single. Right.
It's really hard to like build hype like that. So Rebellion, just hearing that kick in, you always get transported back to that time.
I can just hear it blasting out of my old laptop.
There's also To Love, Let Go, which...
Ooh, I do love that one too.
Which is a pretty raw ballad. And you can actually hear her turn her lyric sheet like 2 minutes into it.
Mm-hmm. Like soprano knee jumps out.
Yeah. I won over.
Soprano, right?
Is it soprano?
Someone who sings low.
Alto.
I don't know.
Baritone? I don't.
Tuba? Oh, yeah, that's a tuba.
She's a tuba singer.
No, that's Christina. And I say that with love.
Exactly.
So, Mickey the Moot. Oh, no, that's wrong.
Mickey, Oh, Mickey, not the mouse.
Oh, my God, that's such a good
great at. Name. Great app.
Here I am. I'm like... trying to read. I'm like losing my vision.
Mickey no themos.
Everything is still a blur. They would like to know, what song do you think was the biggest missed opportunity for a mainstream radio single on any album? My pick is Just Love Me. Change Your Mind is another one, they say.
I think I have like a pick for each album though, but
why don't you let everyone know what that is? That's the point, Yolanda.
Well, okay, let's take it all the way back then. Baby One More Time, I Will Be There is one of her best.
And also too, like Born to Make You Happy should have been like it was a single, but it didn't get the moment in the US.
Like a European single. Born to Make You Happy is perhaps my favorite. I actually think When Your Eyes Say It would have been a nice little slinky moment for her. Britney, Cinderella. Hello.
You think?
Well, no, I don't think it would like do well, but I just want it to be a single. Let's say that.
Well, there's a difference between what you want and what will do good on radio. I'm kidding.
Clearly. Cinderella for sure. I actually think if it had a big budget Cinderella style video, it might have done something at the time. It's such a good song. But anyway.
I feel like anticipating, maybe.
That was a single in France because I have the French only CD pressing.
Yeah, so. And they just did the Dream Within a Dream tour as a music video.
Yeah.
I don't know if locals would like it.
I think RuPaul refers to it as like her Janet Jackson song. She loves anticipating.
It's very Janet.
Very Janet. I agree with that. In the zone, obviously. Hello.
Breathe on Me.
Hello. Breathe
Should
on Me.
Should have been a single in 2003, 2004, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Kind of
was in 2016. She was promoting it in a bikini on her Instagram.
Yeah, performing it.
Performing it live on TV. So that was justice for Breathe on Me.
She should honestly just release it now.
Yeah.
It's very ahead of its time because it would fit in very well with what the girls are doing now.
That's very true. Breathe singing.
Yeah.
Because they're all just breathy singers.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Just keep breathing and breathing and breathing on me. Okay, anyway, Blackout.
Blackout, God. I mean...
Well, since Radar got released as a single twice.
I think a third time for good measure. But then after that, I think...
Perfect Lover.
I was going to say Perfect Lover, but I almost feel like that's like more of a fan appreciation than an actual single.
Yeah, that's true.
Or actually, no, I'm stupid. Toy Soldier. Toy Soldier would have done something, I feel like. Could have done a whole Toy Soldier video. I don't know what that would look like. The concept of the video would basically be, you know, toy soldiers. And she would be like running around New York.
Oh.
And there would be toy soldiers.
Sounds like a great concept.
Joseph Kahn, get on this.
He's shaking at his laptop right now.
With his... unedited perfume video that he won't leak.
Oh God.
Yeah. Would you agree with that one?
Yeah.
And then
I mean all of Blackout.
Right. Femme Fatale.
You skip Circus. Fake Fan.
Circus. Let's see. Circus. Actually Phonography, but that's like kind of also a fan favorite one.
I thought she could have done Out From Under.
Yeah, and that kind of was released, I believe, Australia. And then like nothing ever happened. But I think most people would probably demand Unusual You at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Unusual You.
That is like the Breathe on Me of Circus.
Yeah. Everyone wants Unusual You as the single, I think. Femme Fatale.
I feel like Seal It With a Kiss.
Definitely. Drop Dead Beautiful for sure, because Sabi is a globally renowned superstar, and that would have given Britney some cred.
Let her live. That's not what this podcast is about.
It's about vegetables.
You don't support women?
I do. Jesus Christ. What else?
Britney Jean.
So then Glory and... Actually, I mean, I really love Till It's Gone. I don't know if that would have done anything, but...
I don't know.
No, the one you like.
Why don't we ask the woman who sang it?
The one you like.
Now that I found you.
The Avicii ripoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that I found you. That's pretty decent.
Honestly, they should be playing that at Ultrafest.
They should. Nobody would know
the
difference.
On the main stage.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, Kygo remix it.
Right.
Now That I Found You 2019 remix.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and then Glory, I said Just Love Me.
Just Love Me for sure. And I really thought that was going to be a single after her Slumber Party. I really thought that was like going to happen.
Justice for Glory. It is so disappointing. I can't think about it because we're having fun.
We're having fun.
Anyway. The next question is from Evandro Lucas. Do you think Britney will actually write a good mysterious book one day?
I hope. That's all I can really say. Do I think she's anywhere near writing one right now? No.
I think she will.
If
not a biography, she'll write some fiction. I could see her writing a fiction
book. Loosely based. This is a story about a girl named Lucky.
Oh my God.
I mean, that's kind of, the book is right there. She can write Lucky.
That is a concept.
That is really a concept.
We didn't think of it, but like you just called it out.
Right. If she doesn't want to directly be about her life, she can loosely write about it.
Wow.
Yeah. Or she can trust in someone to do the book for her, write it with somebody, do like interviews with all these people involved in her life. But I think if she's going to write one, it should be from her. One day. Sean94XX asks, did either of you ever own the Britney dolls, and what are your thoughts on them? Crying emoji. Do you have any Britney collectibles besides the Legends binder? I did own a Britney doll once. A Britney bear. It was like...
Oh,
it had,
yeah, the
it
Beanie
was like
Baby
a
Bear.
Beanie Baby Bear. Mm-hmm. But this is how fucked up I am. It... had a dust mark on the leg. So I was like, it's contaminated and I want my money back. So I refunded, like I got the eBay rebate on that because I was like, this is worth nothing now.
When was this, last year?
Last year. I just remember like inspecting it when I must have been like in high school. But then I never replaced it. So I still need that. I still need one probably.
Wow. I did not have the dolls.
My sister, I think, had.
But I'm such a liar. I am a goddamn liar.
We knew that.
I have a fucking Britney doll. What am I talking about? She's my Christmas tree chopper. How could I forget that?
Oh my God. That
I'm thinking
because
I didn't buy it. My mother, one year for Christmas, got me the Britney doll. And then she bought the Barbie Christmas angel.
Oh.
Stripped the outfit, basically ripped the wig off the Christmas angel and put the Christmas angel costume on the Britney doll.
Oh my God.
So that she could be a Christmas tree topper. Basically brightest morning star.
Basically. Should have been a single.
But I never bought them as a kid. She gave this to me as an adult. And then I bought on eBay the full collection of those keychains that play the singles.
Hit Clips.
No, not Hit Clips. The other one.
Oh.
It's called like MCD. It's like music.
Oh.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I can pull up my eBay receipt if I really wanted to.
Yeah, we're going to need to see the receipts on that.
Right. One second. These are the ones that play the full minute.
Yeah.
Which back in the day.
Not everybody had that.
Not everyone had that. You had to listen to a radio.
You did.
And record it.
The kids don't understand.
They really don't. They don't know how easy they have it these days.
They don't. They stream. They just TikTok and stream.
Well, that's all you do too.
That is all I do.
I'm like looking through eBay. It's like Spice Girl. I'm like, okay.
Oh my God. You really have the receipts. I thought you were kidding.
No. MCD. Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, I was like, what the hell does MCD stand for?
McDonald's?
No, it stands for mini CD.
Oh, wow.
Wow. You know, this is basically Jurassic Park. This here. Really We're digging is. Up all the fossils.
We are.
So it's...
Do you have the CD-ROM of that?
Right. Let me get my A-track. So I bought the entire MCD, mini CD, Music on the Go, Britney Collection.
Got it.
It has I Will Be There is one of them.
Yep.
Iconic.
Very.
And I made them into Christmas ornaments so that I can have a Britney tree.
That's Get amazing. It. I definitely have Britney collectibles. I have like a light wand from I think the first concert. I have weird things. I have like a lot of the perfumes and a lot of the samples of the perfumes that they'd hand out. The concerts.
Brad wears Believe.
I do wear Believe if you're just joining us, which I believe to be the true gender neutral fragrance of her line. And then what else do I have a ton of stuff that makes it like embarrassing when I like have a hookup and there's like Britney's name coming from various parts of the room.
Yeah. I mean, I say this is I don't have a 7-foot cardboard cutout in my closet.
It's literally right over there.
I feel like my collection now on my desk is chic. Do you agree?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Right. Like I feel like I adultized it. That's not a word.
Well, yeah, there's a structure to it.
Yeah. It's condensed.
Yeah. I would say so. Oh, and then like posters and stuff. I definitely condense posters because at one time, if you've seen any of my throwback photos on IG, my fucking room was all
bionic.
All bionic and one Britney poster. But no, it was Britney laden. So yeah, we've got some stuff besides the CDs.
Yeah, you know.
And I also own every CD single. So
you have that over me. I don't own
including the French CD. Anticipating. Not everybody has that.
Tay Blue asks, what do you think is her most personal song for real?
I actually think her most personal song has to be Every Time. I don't think Britney Jean is not personal because I do believe that she, like Brightest Morning Star, was like her concept. I definitely believe that. Might not be our cup of tea, but as far as like heartbreak, songwriting, all tied together, I think Every Time, probably. Mm-hmm. What do you think? I'm like going through other songs though.
I feel like it's Alien, yeah. I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman, Every Time, and Lucky, but they're all personal in that phase of her life.
Right. And I should say...
But Lucky is kind of, I think, the overarching one that is
Lucky was the most prophetic one.
Yes.
It really... And Mona Lisa.
And Circus is kind of...
Yeah. I think one that gets overlooked a lot, but is actually like eerily on point is Why Should I Be Sad? Because she, while she didn't write it, like Pharrell is the one behind that. It's like so on point with breaking up with K-Fed and like being used and all of that stuff. And
details.
The details of it are like specific. I sent you to Vegas with a pocket full of paper. All that stuff is like, oh shit. Like
lavish homes, fancy cars.
Yeah.
Even got the okay.
So I would say that one too, even though I was just thinking of like her hand in it like every time. But
yeah.
Lucky really does kind of nail the situation too. What else do we have here? Dasmanovich is back. What is your favorite album cover and why? Ooh. A lot of them I don't love, to be honest.
I like the album treatment of Circus.
At least they gave it some effort.
Because I liked the concept.
Right.
And we all know what that concept is. Well, we've drilled, will you
tell
it down.
The audience what the concept of Circus is?
Do you think they know yet?
I don't think they know.
The concept for the video Circus is basically about, you know, a circus.
I will say my
just
favorite
armpit like thing. I'm just like, oh my God, Photoshop it.
Yeah. I think my favorite shot has to be the Britney one on the bed.
Oh.
Leaning forward. Because that's like stunning, I think.
Wait, from what?
From the Britney cover.
Oh, I was like, wait, what?
She's
bed?
Like, she's
like
on
a femme fatale bed photo?
No. Yeah, right. She's on a mattress, not a bed. It's like just a mattress.
And I do love In the Zone.
I love In the Zone because that's just my favorite album and everything about it. I'll just like always cherish. But like, it is admittedly very basic. It's just like a close up in a tank.
Yeah, and the photo shoot's kind of all over the place.
It is, but God, I love it. Showing off her like tats with like oversized hats and furs.
And that one like moon photo with the silver.
Yeah.
Ooh, so good. Wow.
Wow.
That was a great album, wasn't it?
Just reflecting now.
Oh, All Right Coco is back.
Oh, good.
Again with two more questions. Which song do you wish got a video? I mean, I feel like all the ones I said before are a single. I mean, don't we wish every song got a video?
I know. It's kind of like, yeah, I really don't want that one to have a video. But,
yeah. Britney needs her sweet tea.
Yeah, right. She does. She needs a full visual anthology album. As far as ones that really stick out in my head, I said Cinderella earlier, but I just feel like that storyline was right there for a video.
Breathe On Me.
Breathe On Me.
Which needs,
she
like,
kind of did in a bathing suit recently.
Right. Like,
I actually, oh. Two from Circus. Shattered Glass, I would kind of like to see something like a mini thing. And Mannequin, I really would like to see a video for. I've always like, I think of her in like a, I don't know, a factory, and there's all these clones or something around her and she's escaping.
And there's choreo for that song.
Right.
That never saw the light of day.
Nope.
Ever.
Oh, and Mona Lisa should have had a video.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, we could go through all 20 years.
We really could.
The videos and concepts.
Just all the concepts.
Yeah. And then, All Right Coco also asks, as well as Tommy C. Ryan, they both ask what our dream Britney collab is. Mine is Kygo, I Need It to Happen. That is what I need to happen.
Mine is Stuart Price, the producer of Madonna's Confessions on a Dance Floor and Kylie's Aphrodite and all things that are great. I would like a wall-to-wall Stuart Price album, bangers on bangers, dance floor album. My collaboration dreams for Britney are always, well, like yours, Kygo, producer. I don't care about her working with another artist ever again.
Oh, no.
I want her working with...
What are you saying about Pretty Girls?
Except for Pretty Girls 2 with Igloo. But I want her with like one producer, a whole album. I want it to be like Khalees Fleshtone. I want it to be like Confessions.
Oh God, so good. Confessions, fucking amazing.
That's what I want.
Just I like, would love like a concept album.
Yeah.
I mean, a sonic flow to it. And it could even like seamlessly flow into one another like Confessions does.
Yes. I would love an interlude or two to like a little nod to Oops, like, ooh, except not cheesy, which that was fine for the time. But like, what if it was like a cool interlude? Like a Janet album. Like, I just want it to be a little more like...
Or like a stripped intro.
Definitely. Sure.
Oh my God.
She could definitely do an interlude.
Which is fucking iconic. And Brooke Hogan copied it on Redemption.
Yes. And made, well, improved jealousy. Upon it.
And
I would say right, improved sorry. Upon
and then,
it.
Yes. Made a better version of stripped intro. Jealousy. Jealousy. Envy. Oh, so good. Britney's can just be like vanilla candles. Cheetos. 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 Sorry, this is an ASMR.
We do need to do that episode.
Yeah. Oh my God. reading all the lyrics to every Britney Jean song in ASMR coming soon next week. See you soon.
Tick, 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 boom.
Next up, Marco Sav 93 asks, what's your favorite Britney memory? Or
no, he didn't ask that, actually.
Yeah, he did not ask that. He said, what's your favorite memory as a Britney fan? Specific concert, Britney party you went to, friends you made at a Britney show, etc. So if I had to pick one ever, let's think about it for a second.
Yeah, I'm going to put that on ice.
Oh, well,
and then break
get
it.
Ready to break it.
I'll just go with, it's not my favorite memory, but it is the most important memory, I suppose. I will never forget going down the escalator at the Virgin Megastore in Orlando and seeing the giant baby banner announcing the album and just being like, I need that in my life. And it kind of just kicking off the whole thing, I think. I'm grateful that I even remember having that moment where I became a stan.
Wow. So, oh my God, there's one that I'm thinking of, and it's totally not my favorite memory of all time, but it's one
all the
that,
ones that come to mind are not happy or fun.
I'm going through my Rolodex of obviously, like, basically, aka this entire podcast.
Yeah.
But there's like one that stands out. So I think I'm going to say, should I just say what I'm thinking?
Yes.
I don't know if I told this story in 2007. It's been a while. So
reference.
In 2007, I was in college. We went on a party bus and I took over the playlist on the party bus with Blackout with my friend.
Oh.
And we drove the party bus all through Manhattan. And I remember very vividly blasting Perfect Lover and this massive party bus, and we were parked on the side of the road, and all these tourists jumped on the bus and they're like dancing and like screaming and then going out, and then like a few hours later I was projectile vomiting outside the party bus.
That sounds right.
But it was iconic because I just remember we literally went through Times Square like blasting Give Me More and Piece of Me, and it was just so cool. So I would say for me, my experience in college with Blackout and being a rambunctious, wild little twink.
That is the thing, because that triggered in me when Gimme More dropped that night. There was a quad party, and I remember quick burning it to a CDR. For the kids who don't know what that is, you could burn music to a CD. And I believe my friend ran the CD up to the DJ and it blasted through the quad. And of course, nobody knows what the fuck that is. But I was just like, this is it.
Yep.
This is.
And now it's like every time you hear It's Britney Bitch somewhere, it's just.
Takes you right back.
Fucking iconic.
And we talked about that too. There's like a whole generation of people who Blackout is associated with college and associated with that time period. And it's just.
Because we're old.
Now we are old. Yes. For those just listening who were born in 2005.
Right, and their mom is like putting them in the crib and then sets up, what's that little thing? It's like, it hangs over the Bobby's crib and there's like little, like a moon and a star.
Yeah,
that's. And then it spins and it plays music and they go to sleep.
Yes, that's a carousel. I'm not having a child, but I.
Well, if I do, instead of a moon, sun, and an earth, it'll be just all Blackout and Glory and In the Zone copies.
Right. And dangling over their head. And if it falls, it falls. I don't care. But I.
No, there's a word for that. What the hell is it called?
Oh, it just in my mind.
Oh my God, this is going to drive me insane.
Mobile? Mobile?
Let me Google. Let me Google Bobby. Baby spinning thing over crib. It is mobile.
God. Oh, thank God. I haven't lost
knit
it.
Knit animal crib mobile for babies from Pottery Barn. That sounds white. So while we were shaking our tits and screaming, It's Britney Bitch.
Some of you were being born.
Yeah. Some of you were Bobies. And now we're jealous because, well, I was a twink back then, so it was iconic, you know.
Right.
We all had our days. God, I was a freaking little twink from Jersey. I used to run back then. Yeah. I run away.
You run away.
Treadmill. I used to be so skinny. Well, I kind of am now.
Right. You've snapped. Your glory era is upon you.
10 more pounds and I'll be back to my weight that I was in college. Are you shaking?
I am. Absolutely shaking. Are you shaking from the skinniness because your body can't handle the cold temperatures anymore?
No. I'm like, bring it on. I'll freeze. I don't care. Anyway, this is not about us.
Okay, right.
Well, it is.
It is.
Oh, where was I?
Scott.
Favorite memory. So yes, being drunk in college. So next up, Scott E. 3103 says, the slave breakdown remains one of her only pieces of original choreography still performed. Do you have a favorite personal favorite? Oh my God. Do you have a personal favorite performance of this breakdown? With love, one of the 12 gays.
Aww,
Brad.
I know.
That's nice.
I know him. I would say, I actually think she did it justice during the Billboard Award performance.
I was going to say that.
2016. Obviously, everything during the era was perfect. Like, when Slave came out, like, I can't really compare
VMAs.
Them. Yeah, like, hello.
But also, I do love the remix of it in the iHeartRadio 2016.
Yeah, actually.
It got a little bit of a...
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. I dislike the circus version. I dislike the femme fatale version.
Oh, come on, though. Circus, though, with that gif where she just completely gave up.
When she gave up, that's good.
Iconic.
Yes.
In the fire ring.
Yes. It did get, I don't know, it kind of just got a bit more life again in recent years. Then she decided to add Migos to it.
Oh, my God.
Walk it, like it, talk it.
I had fun with that.
You did.
I enjoyed it. You know, I like to look at the humor in life.
Me too.
Yeah.
Rob Ryder says, if you were hosting a Britney night in with your friends, what would be on your must-watch list of specials, videos, behind the scenes, etc.? Well, Kyle here has a power hour specifically for parties.
I do.
And that's all the music videos with a countdown to drink in between each one, which
is the concept for a power hour is an hour of power.
Yeah.
So in college, back in the day, the Straits that I went to school with had these power hours from the Straits that they knew from, like, I don't know.
Like, what were they watching? Like Jimmy Eat World or?
No. Let me tell you, we're going to have a little story time here. So back to college, they would have these power hours and every minute it changes the music video. So it's 60 because there's 60 minutes in it. Out. Yeah.
Last I checked.
Yeah. We get it. So every minute is a new music video. And at the end, it's like, drink. And you take a shot of beer. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, you are just hammered. So I got sick of these power hours because it was like straight hell. Mm-hmm. And like Nickelback videos.
Oh, okay.
And then they'd throw in a Kelly Clarkson song.
Right.
So that was for like the girls. It would be like, since you've been gone. Mm-hmm. And I'd like, be like, oh my God, I'm awake now. I feel alive. So then I was like, you know what? I'm changing this. So I started making my own.
Okay.
And then I would always make Eric Prydz Call on Me.
Definitely.
The last song. It's why I have a scar on my one cheek. That's a whole... How much time do we have?
How many minutes do we have?
Yeah. Basically, you know the choreo in the video where they like go down, they put their hands on the ground and they flip. And she shakes her ass. I was drunk and tried doing it and hit my face on the carpet and slid and got rug burn on my cheek. Anyway, long story short, to make a long fucking story short...
There is a full episode that you have in you of times that you
chronological. It starts with Baby One More Time and it ends with Trisha Paytas Freaky because I just like to throw that in.
Right. The problematic Miss Paytas.
Because then I like to see how drunk people get and if they realize that it's not Britney at the end.
Oh, that is so true.
Yeah. So it does Slumber Party and then it does Freaky.
I can't.
So that would be my favorite thing.
Yeah, I would say the music videos are the way to go. Specials are, for Britney, are always, there's an underlying sadness. I would not watch Stages or For the Record while you're pre-gaming with
your friends. In the Zone and Out All Night.
In the Zone and Out All Night, it's on the other hand, that is a perfect pre-gaming special. So it's like a short MTV special, and we talked about that in 2003.
We were just a few years short of like being here for that.
Don't remind me. But that's what I would say. Music videos are the way to go, and In the Zone and Out All Night.
Oh, so these next bunch of questions is kind of fitting for what we were just talking about because Adon Scoo and It's Jamie's Parks or It's Jamie Sparks on iTunes all want to know why we say Bobby. They say, am I a fake fan for not knowing the reference of Bobby? Anytime you guys say Bobby, like what's the reference from? LOL, I stan Bobby. And you guys, I'm sorry if I'm a fake fan. See you soon. Okay, so Bobby comes from the Neki Menage show.
The Neki Menage show on YouTube. That is.
Yeah, and I think he's coming back.
Yes, a series of animated characters based on pop queens. And everything that they say is just slightly wrong English.
Yeah, it's all like misspelled by a letter.
It's Brinty Spree's, Rena,
Lady Gags, Katie Perm,
and so
Madonna.
Madonna, yes, for sure. And so one of the things they say is Bobby instead of baby.
Album, buy my new sing on iTunes.
Yep. You really got to see it to get it. But
so I've shown some people and they don't get it. They're like, what?
You know, it's an acquired higher level taste that will be appreciated in years to come.
It is very appreciated in years to come because they use all those robot voices to do the characters.
Right.
And the one at NJ Transit.
Right.
When I have to go to Jersey, because that's where I grew up, is Brinty Spree's. So like literally you'll be at Penn Station and I'm like, now boarding. And it's the Brinty Spree's voice.
Now boarding on track 11. I've never been a passenger though. By the way, buy my new album Glory on iTunes. Give T. Kyle and Moo Moo's 5 stars on iTunes. And hit me Bobby one more time. K.
Kills me every time. So I'm sure no one else knows.
No.
Standing there. Maybe someone one day will.
Understand.
Yeah, someday. Lonely Heart, SCVLT, wants to know how many hours I have spent editing this podcast.
Whew.
I'm sorry to that man.
Sorry to that man.
All I will say is this. The raw footage of our 2011 episode was 7.5 hours long. That's all I'm going to say. Do the math.
Do the math. If you can't do the math,
about it.
Get out of the equation.
I can't even. I wouldn't be able to tell you. 4 months of my life, 8, whatever it was, and it was worth every second.
That's right. So Kyle's Venmo is T.
I don't actually, what is my Venmo?
I don't actually know.
Do you have like @s on Venmo?
Yeah.
Is mine like @T Kyle? Let's see.
Probably.
Oh yeah, it's @ T Kyle.
Yeah, so Venmo him thousands of dollars for his work.
No, $3 is good. That would get me a nice coffee. I'm humble. Okay.
Somebody just sent me Miss Juicy.
What? I was thinking about Miss Juicy today.
I often am.
Because I was listening to Loud by Rihanna.
Uh-huh.
And I think of that fucking tweet. So someone posted a screenshot of Miss Juicy when she had the red hair and just tweeted, I miss Loud era Rihanna. And I can never, ever unsee it.
Never.
But it's a amazing album.
It really is.
Oh, more questions for me.
I'll see myself out.
Suze Carlson would like to know if I think Britney would ever come on Watch What Happens Live. So I will say that it came close once. I don't know if it will happen because she's has no interest in ever doing we know she doesn't like doing press and that's fine, but I do think that Jamie Lynn would be a possibility because she does watch Bravo and she does comment on Andy's posts. And she commented on that video where she was like, oh my God, ow, he's loud.
That's right.
So I do think that Miss Jamie Lynn watches Bravo, but that's the extent of what I know.
Work your way through.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Wait and see on that. Obviously, she wouldn't without something to promote. So
yeah, no.
It's kind of like...
She was almost on during Glory.
Right.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
I think you
but
are.
But I just said it.
I think you are.
And when I tell you, I was fucking shaking.
He was shaking, guys. You guys, he's shaking.
It came so close. Anyway, what's the next question?
What's the next one? It's Kellen Bitch. Says, have y'all ever dated or did anything romantically?
No.
No. We're part of that 1% of gay friends who haven't had sex or done anything with each other, which is like extremely rare to find in the gay community.
Yeah, Brad's not my type. And he's short. Sorry.
That's what it really comes down to.
I'm into stocky tops.
Wow. And I oop. Wow. Am I not stocky? What the? Well, you mean tall. Like Jason Momoa. Aquaman? Oh, you don't know Aquaman?
I don't watch comics.
Oh, shit.
Is that a comic?
Yeah, that's a Marvel movie.
Is that a Disney princess? Like, I literally don't know.
Wait, is it Marvel? Oh, we're going to go down a whole Disney princess spiral right now. It's going to be bad.
I'm trying to think of, well, I was going to say also Joe Jonas, but Joe Jonas isn't like stocky.
Yeah, I was going to say, wow. Nick Jonas is. There you go.
Not really my type.
What?
Joe Jonas is my type.
Oh, that is true, actually. Yeah, you've always been a Joe boy.
But he is very thin in real life.
Yes, as we discovered.
Yeah.
Anyway.
If only. Well, on that subject.
Right.
Simon Anders would like to know if it's ever okay to have sex while listening to Britney. That's a hard no.
That's a hard no. And we actually talked about that in 2003, I think. Many people do. Many fans do. And I find that sacrilegious and disrespectful. I can't do like a top 40 pop in general, though.
Oh, it's you don't listen to Camila Cabello?
Well, I listen to Senorita. Oh, that doesn't make you want to have sex? The hot, steamy chemistry between those two lovers doesn't make you want to fornicate?
Do you like being called Senorita? Can't.
Tommy C. Ryan asks, what are your favorite covers of Britney by other artists, professional or amateur?
Kelly Clarkson, Till the World Ends. Period.
Period.
I really love the Glee cover of Toxic.
I love every singer-songwriter cover of Toxic. Yeah. That just really does it for me. Let me think about this. I don't think I listen to any, but it's not that I even dislike all of them. It's just, why would I listen to that when the original is available, I suppose.
If I ever win the lottery, I'm going to pay Kelly Clarkson to cover my entire library of music.
I mean, that seems like a safe investment of your money.
Yeah. And I'm also going to hire Christina Aguilera to sing When You Look Me in the Eyes at my wedding. That will probably never happen.
Right. Well, never give up.
Never say never.
Never say never. You know what's kind of the closest for me is Tinashe has a song called Can't Say No that samples Blur that I really like. So there you have it.
Oh, next up we have questions, one for me, one for you.
Oh, okay.
So K Fitz Media wants to know, this question is for T. Kyle. Hey, girl. Hey, sis. Here's my question. Which Britney producer would you team up with to make your first single? What would the song be called? What's the vibe? What's the song about?
Wow.
XOXO Joanne.
There's so many questions.
Well, thank you for thinking that I'm a singer. What producer would I team up with to do? I feel like I would do whoever made Now That I Found You.
The Avicii ripoff.
And it would just be called I'm From Jersey. And the vibe would be EDM.
Uh-huh.
Emo pop.
Oh.
And it would be about how I'm from New Jersey. Yeah.
I would like to hear it.
It would start out with the raw audio of Sammy Sweetheart versus Dina. And she would be like, I'm here and I'm staying, whether you like it or not. And then we'd just be like, poof, and the beat would drop.
Oh, totally.
And I'd just be like, yeah. I don't know. Whatever
I can
your
hear
fucking
it.
Name is, Dina Diana, Dina Diana.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah. You should flesh it out.
Right, that's a good song title. I'm here and I'm staying.
That really is.
And then in parentheses, it says, whether you like it or not. That's my single.
I like it. This is actually a very good idea.
Thank you.
Oh, and then mine. This question's for Miss Stern, and it's a tough one. You have the choice of either only being able to listen to one Britney song of your choosing as your only source of music for the rest of your life, or Joanne. If you choose the Britney song, which would it be? Obviously, it would be a Britney song over Joanne. And I guess I would pick Born to Make You Happy, because I keep talking about it.
Iconic.
Just brings me a lot of joy. What a scenario to find yourself in. Britney song or Joanne. It's truly horrifying. Well, one option's horrifying and the other's fine.
Ayo.
Bewildered and bothered. Britney has plenty of great music videos.
Fact.
But what do y'all think is her worst? Or the one music video you forgot existed? Well, I can't say I revisit Ooh La La that often.
Oh, I forgot about that one, literally.
And I mostly find Pretty Girls painful.
you know, tonight I'm feeling like I agree with that. It might be, you, actually, no. Pretty Girls, I think, is so funny and has the breakdown where she's like, boom, boom, girls, 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 which is kind of a serve.
Right. Well, so, at the time, we were like, fire in the eyes, passion's back.
It was.
Yep. Yep.
So I'm going to say Ooh La La too.
Okay, that's fair.
Because in Britney Power Hour, going back to that, you get the full experience. And my favorite part is when it goes into blackout.
You mean her videos?
Yeah. Like it literally goes from Someday, I Will Understand. And I always do the part where like it fades at the end and it goes like...
And then like, she's on a stripper
Britney
pole.
It's Britney, bitch. Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah, I guess it would be those probably. Next question is from Junior698. Since she's been acclaimed as the Princess of Pop, do you think Britney is the only, or do you feel like there can be multiple princesses? Love the podcast. Listen to it on my way to school. I think princess is multiple. I think queen is
Madonna.
Singular, and that's Madonna. I think there are multiple princesses, though. But I...
Or multiple legends.
Multiple legends, for sure.
Maybe, you know...
Legends?
Oh, just...
Talk about.
Keep listening, and you know, we'll just go to the next question.
Okay, okay.
You know, that question might be revisited later.
Okay. Mikey Burr says, Mikey Bear, my question is somewhat of a would you rather. Would you rather Britney spend the rest of her career only releasing albums and never performing live again, or never release an album and only perform live? That's an easy one.
The first one.
The first one.
I actually want her to do that.
I would love for her to never have to promote, never have to perform, and just put out amazing music all the time.
Strictly focus on the music.
Mm-hmm. She could
maybe make music videos, like do
honestly
something.
Film it in the home gym or do a green screen, but I don't need a live performance ever again. I don't.
Yeah, no. If I would love for her to be like an introspective, like work on something in secret and private and then just put it out.
Yeah, if she wanted to do like a full visual experience. Mm-hmm. That would be amazing.
That's actually what I kind of hope she does.
I kind of hope she does that.
As like a big surprise.
Yeah.
Like self-titled Beyonce moment.
Right.
She just drops B.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And not B in the mix.
That's
just
right.
B.
Just B.
Oh my God. Like that's
an idea.
That's a Tiesto song.
Oh, well that too.
Just B. For all you Jersey girls.
Kevin Caldera says, where do you see yourselves in 5 years? Partying in France? Attending the final dates of Britney's Stronger remixed, reimagined, still iconic? 5 years? I can't even think of where I'm going to be in 5 days.
I see myself as being 36 and possibly being a teacher.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
I don't really. I just see like me at the gym and like.
Oh. Maybe pick up a new hobby.
I'm like veering toward a local life. Maybe I'll work at an ice cream shop and just, you know, settle by the sea and sell records and ice cream. Garrett Clayman, favorite Britney gift. GIF. I think I said gift.
I've made a lot.
You have made a lot. Just anytime she does the open mouth, like surprise face is good.
The one with the lollipop.
Yeah.
When she's in the wrap dress and she's like just bopping her head.
Yes.
That one's pretty good too.
That's a pretty good one.
Oh, I like the one from Britney Jean era where the camera just zooms in on her face and she's just like, she was doing that like competition.
She's like unimpressed face.
Yeah. That one's pretty good.
That's a really good one.
Know what ones I love. Anyone that has needs face.
Yeah.
Put over the top of
that
it.
That actually is the ultimate.
That's probably my favorite. Go to queenneed.tumblr.com.
Or Nady, as they were telling us.
Oh, oops.
Pronounced.
Yeah, those are good.
Dom CXRT says, this is a question for Bradley. Don't come for me, T. Kyle. I still stan you.
Oh.
In the episodes, you reference a lot of the UK pop girlies, and I'm just curious to know, who is your favorite UK pop girl, and who is your favorite UK pop girl group? I'm so glad you asked, Dom. My favorite UK pop girls are Rachel Stevens, Alicia Dixon. Let me backtrack and say my favorite girl group is Girls Aloud, also Sugar Babes, and All Saints and Spice Girls, Atomic Kitten, and the girls range from, I mean, Kylie Minogue's from Australia, so she kind of doesn't count, but it still kind of counts. And Danny, and I love all the girls in the girl groups, Mattia, Siobhan, all their single solo careers, Emma Bunton's solo career, Victoria's solo career. I can really go off right now, but I will pause right now. It's really Rachel Stevens.
My favorite UK pop queen is Rebecca Moore, Moore MILF.
That
and Sophie Anderson.
That is a fair assessment. Oh my god, also like Sophie Ellis Bextor. Oh my god, there's too many. And of course the Cock Destroyers, I should say.
Yeah, sorry, I just, you know, had to chime in with my lowbrow opinion. No, Spice Girls are fucking iconic. Not discrediting anyone else that you just said. I'm just, you know.
No,
I
know.
It's not my
I know.
I'm more of a
local.
You know,
listener.
I actually used to be so local.
I think we all did.
Yeah.
It's where we come from.
You have your niche, or not niche, your extra
taste.
Like, yes. Is UK pop girls. Right. Mine is like Jersey EDM.
Yeah.
Those are like our two separate outlets.
That's true. I just like a lot of international. I just really go off into the into
overseas
J-pop,
places like
K-pop,
Canada.
Brazil, Canada.
I am
Avril Lavigne, Celine Dion.
Oh my god. Oh. Someone asked about the Power Hour.
Oh.
Fries.
Yeah, oh, is it on? Is it available?
It is not. But you know what? I have never thought about making it available because I don't want to get sued for copyright infringement because I don't own a single one of those videos. Did you know that?
Copyright held by Jive RCA. No,
right?
No copyright infringement intended.
But I wonder if there's a way I could put it out.
It's almost like it could be a YouTube playlist, but it's just those interstitials that you need.
I can find some kind
of
a way.
Yeah, like, I feel you can.
Maybe I'll just make an illegal Google Doc.
Or maybe that.
Link, or like a Dropbox link, and we can just send it to our super fans and say, don't show you anything.
Don't share this.
We're all going to have fun. Don't say anything.
Don't tell your FBI agent.
Oh my God, right? The FBI agent sitting behind my computer.
He's like watching.
It's okay to be gay. It's okay. Hello, feminine. Okay, so next up, Claudio Fisher Lemos asks, how do you think Britney's legacy has impacted the current pop scene?
I wish it would impact it a little harder. Jesus Christ.
I mean, the song, I just wanna go back to 1999.
Right. Charlie XCX and Troy paying tribute lyrically.
Normani's music video.
Yes.
Had like a little baby one more time moment.
Some baby. I will say that I definitely feel like Britney's aesthetic, you know, the whole look of the 90s/2000s has sort of come back in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think that there's a lot of Britney references fashion wise. I don't really think musically though. There isn't even a little trace of joy or bubblegumness to any music right now. And certainly not anything performance level, since nobody's dancing besides Normani and Tinashe and Ciara. That's literally it.
You know, there were several points made and they were accurate.
So if the pop girls would like to take a lesson in dancing, that would be okay.
Yeah, and maybe start releasing some mini CDs.
Maybe get on the CD-ROM journey.
So that more people could hear your music.
Yeah.
Do a mall tour.
Do a mall tour.
You know what? Speaking of mall tours, who was it that got dragged recently?
Us.
Not Dina Diane. Well, yeah, us.
Dina?
No, the other one.
Allie?
No.
Lauren?
Her.
Okay.
She did a mall tour recently, and I saw her getting dragged.
Oh, did she?
Maybe she performed in a mall once.
Okay.
Maybe I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Maybe you're watching James Charles open a Morphe store at the mall.
You know what? I was.
Yep.
The other day.
Same.
Shane Dawson's series with Jeffree Star.
Ah, that's why.
So my point was that I was on Twitter and I saw a photo of Lauren performing in a mall and everyone was dragging her.
Ugh.
And I was like, you know what? That's not fair because that's how you become a legend.
That's right. You make those local connections and then it helps you in the long run.
And I saw Normani getting dragged because she performed at a Walmart or like in front of a McDonald's or something.
Right.
What was that?
Right. It was either a Walmart performance.
And everyone was like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. And I'm like, she's doing the grassroots campaign to becoming a legend.
Exactly.
That's what that's called.
Yeah. Write it down.
Perform in front of a Walmart and in front of a KB Toys at the mall.
Honestly.
And then in 10 years, you will still have a career.
It's true, though.
Yeah. We need more grassroots legends.
Oh, so true.
It's a concept.
It is a concept. Okay. Moving on to the next one is Jordan Alexander 92 asks, Bradley, I know you're an In the Zone stan, so am I, but what is it specifically about the era that you connect with? Is it symbolism, spiritually, the music, the tour, or a mixture of everything? it's the entire era because it happened at the exact same time of coming out and high school and feeling liberated with sexuality. And she was going through it at the same time, just in her way. She was already shedding the good girl image. And by In the Zone, it was like full emancipation. Mm-hmm. She was really owning her sexuality. And for a little gay boy, that's like the ultimate. I revered her for that. And she was so like dominant and like powerful in her sexuality. It was very in control. So I really liked that about the era. And obviously the tour and all that was just the cherry on top.
Yeah. And all the performances in New York. I was like, oh my God, yeah. I want to be up there. I want to do that.
Right. That was.
And I did.
And you did.
Except I haven't performed in Times Square yet.
Not yet. We can literally do it tonight, though.
Should. I'm trying to think if there's any other.
Somebody asked what the concept of the circus video is.
Oh, no idea. I've never seen it. Wouldn't be able to tell you.
Couldn't tell you. Sorry.
Oh, I like this one from Twitter from C. Kimber Lynn Jr. If you were interviewing Britney, what would be your first question?
I have thought about this before, and I think it's also funny because last week there was a whole thing that went viral with Meghan Markle for the same reason. I would say, how are you? Because Meghan was saying how nobody is really asking her if she's okay lately and she is struggling under the spotlight. And then the interviewer was like, is it safe to say that you don't feel okay right now and that you're struggling? And she just said yes. Mm-hmm. And it was really powerful, I think.
Yeah, both of their interviews were really good.
Yeah, they were. So I think I would just ask her how she is. I wouldn't launch into, obviously I have a million questions about the music and stuff, but I feel like a very heartfelt how are you is in order for Britney.
Oh, I like that.
The first question, obviously I'd get into it then.
Yeah, mine would be, because we always joke about like how she's living her local life right now. Uh-huh. So for me, I think I would ask her, if you were not Britney Spears, what would be one job that you would want to work at? Like, what would you want to do?
I feel like she would say dance teacher.
But like removing all of that, like what's something you would want to try for a day? If you weren't Britney Spears, the superstar, what kind of job would you want to do for a day?
Yeah.
I'm curious to see like what she would say.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, what would you pick?
For her or for me?
No, for you.
For me, if I could do something completely different, maybe I would be what I wanted to be when I was a kid, a marine biologist.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's so unexpected.
Swim with sharks.
Really?
No, but I would study them.
Oh, so
I wouldn't swim with them, but I would learn about them.
So, like, take all the data?
Yeah, I don't think I'd be in the
And their mating patterns?
Yeah, definitely focus on the mating patterns. Yeah. Love the mating patterns.
I speak whale.
What about you? What would you pick?
I would want to be, and this would never happen because I'm too gay, which that sounds problematic, but like, it's true. I would want to be a like high risk secret agent.
This I have heard from you.
Have you ever watched those CIA videos where they put people undercover and they completely transform?
Yeah, it sometimes makes me think that you actually do that.
Well, maybe so.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
You don't know.
who do you think sang Britney Jean? No. No, but like, I've always wanted to be like a fly on the wall. So either be...
Oh, like Miley?
Yeah. Or like wear an invisibility cloak, which those aren't real, but like the concept of it...
is like invisibility.
Right, like going in like full disguise mode.
You want to be the FBI agent on the other side of the laptop camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And I think after I had my identity stolen twice,
yep,
I was like, if only I could get access and finagle my way to find out who this person was and what they did with it and where they live so I could see them in court, that's what I would want to do.
That is.
Like, I would want to solve crimes and help people get justice by going undercover.
I like that.
I'm basically what's her name from
Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, I'm like literally so skinny. Doesn't he like stretch his like legs out so far?
Yeah,
kind of like Carmen Sandiego meets that girl from Nickelodeon who used to melt into the silver pool.
Alex Mack.
Yeah.
Okay, I can really see that for you.
I'm literally T. Kyle Mack.
Oh my god, it's all happening. Oh my someday. God,
I would just like melt into like rose gold. And then, like, someone would put me in, like, a James Charles palette.
Yeah. And then be like, this is really pigmented.
And then, like, surprise, bitch.
Surprise, bitch, I'm patchy.
Yeah.
and I've got Jaclyn Hill's hair in me.
That was okay. That was such a weird visual of like events that we just described.
It really was.
Like, I'm just thinking about that. I was like,
but I can see it.
It will be coming to theaters near you next year, 2020. T. Kyle Mack. Do they even have Nickelodeon anymore?
I think so.
Is Rugrats still on the air?
Probably.
God, everyone says I fucking look like Chucky. Okay. So finally, there's a bunch of questions here. Pedro T. asks, are we getting 20 years of Duff? Mondreu 1998 asks, would you be interested in doing a podcast like this, but for Madonna, Xtina, Janet? Christian Joseph asks, would you want to do more podcasts about your queens of pop and their careers, or is this the only one you'll ever do? Well, I think we have an answer to that question.
I think we might.
Yeah. Why don't you let everyone know what that is?
That was podcasting for gay rights.
I mean, kind of.
Actually, though.
Yeah. So we have a little announcement of an announcement
we
for you.
Sure do.
We... I'm trying to, like, I want to be really dramatic. Be like, 1 year ago, on October 23rd, 2018, we launched the It's Britney Bitch podcast. Today, I just hear, like, dramatic music in the background. Yep, yep. You know, like, just...
Insert that there.
Yeah, if I can find copyright-free dramatic music. Yep. Today, we announce that we, that's not... That's
no, no, not, no. Yeah, I think I'm on that journey. Keep going. Yeah.
Today, we announce... your new favorite pop culture weekly podcast, Circus Clown Music.
Circus Clown.
Legends Only.
Boom, boom, boom.
A podcast about legends only.
Only.
And yes.
Legends and yes.
Pop culture legends and yes.
Coming soon.
Coming very soon
near you.
Yeah, well, yes. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Stitcher, Castbox. What are all the other ones?
They all
called?
Sound fake. Zipdo, Chernobyl,
TikTok,
definitely Vine. TikTok. I will TikTok it.
Yeah, MySpace. It is actually going to be exclusive.
Friendster,
MySpace. Oh, Napster,
Kazaa,
LinkedIn,
Winamp.
What was the other one?
QuickTime
Started
Player.
With an R.
Oh.
Real
Player.
Real Player. Do you remember having to load music videos and songs in fucking Real Player?
Absolutely. And you'd have to like get techie and like encode it sometimes to make it work for like Windows Media Player or Real Player or QuickTime Player.
Awful.
The kids literally don't know the struggle.
They really don't.
We didn't have the luxury.
We did have enhanced CDs though.
We did. Mm-hmm. Something they'll never know about.
I remember watching the video for Spice Girls, Goodbye, on that one.
Oh, right.
CD single or whatever that was. Anyway, this is a side topic. Those will be discussed in the Legends of the 90s. Sure. Legends of Real Player.
Legends of Real Player.
We'll make that an episode.
We need to.
No, but we are excited to announce exclusively here and
an
also
announcement
on our Twitter.
Yep.
That we are launching a new podcast.
Yeah. And you can find that podcast.
Right now.
Right now. On social media.
Well, on the podcast sites.
Oh, and that. Oh, it's out now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can subscribe now.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Literally all the legends. We're going to get into everything.
Past, present, and future.
It'll be a weekly podcast. Every single Monday.
And can you tell everybody what a weekly podcast means?
Oh, so every single week we will be posting a podcast. We're going to start on Mondays and, you know, we're going to see how it evolves over time. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be going through all the things of the week, celebrating anniversaries, birthdays, you know, 2020, you know what 2020 is? The 10-year anniversary of Bionic.
Oh, well, that too.
So we've got that to discuss. There's just a lot of things to discuss. And then we will be doing some deep dives into legends, albums, singles, queens of pop. It's just going to be everything.
We're all going to have fun.
I don't know who our first deep dive will be.
Well, that's the other part of it is our deep dives will be heavily influenced by what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell us
who
we should be talking about next.
Right. So it's like, do you guys really want 20 Years of Duff? Tweet it at
us. That seems clear.
I really do think it might be that.
Yeah. I'm ready.
You better be ready.
I'm ready.
Her debut album was a Christmas album, so.
Santa Claus Lane.
Yeah, iconic.
Not everyone has that.
That is true. Two greatest hits albums. Not everyone has those.
I think more. I think there's like Italian versions and stuff.
Oh, well, call me out, fake fan. There's so much to discuss.
Definitely Lindsay, too, with the release of Xanax, which will never come out.
Right?
Yeah. So we have a lot to discuss.
We have a lot to discuss.
And we are ready to talk, and we're ready to hear some recommendations from you guys as well.
So you can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts so you don't miss when the first episode comes out. You can follow us on Spotify, and you can now subscribe on YouTube if you would like to listen in video form. It won't be like a video of us yet. We're thinking about it.
Maybe.
It right now it's just like a box with like little squigglies on it, but you know, you can subscribe there and you can click the little bell so you can get notified when it publishes.
Yeah.
Oh, and we have social accounts, social media accounts.
Feel free to bully us there.
Oh my God. Yes. We are legends_pod on Twitter and Instagram.
We're looking forward to seeing your mentions.
And your clown emojis.
And your clown emojis.
The logo's cute.
The logo's cute, designed by T. Kyle.
Thank you. It took me 3 months. Hope you like it.
And then you'll see that in various forms, maybe even on merch. I don't know.
Or maybe some like physical things. What's this I have over here? Can you guess what this is? I have to give these to you, actually.
Yeah.
They're so fucking cute. I've been slapping them randomly in places around the city. just like, ooh, sticker. Anyway. Did I just say what it was?
You definitely did.
Oh, fuck. Oh, oops. Oops. Announcement of announcement. we have a lot of fun shit planned, and I'm really excited about it. And so we've got the holidays coming up. We've got Thanksgiving, Legend of Thanksgiving, Nicole Westbrook. You know, we got a deep dive into her. Christmas. And all the holiday moments.
All the holiday moments. We're going to have
so many things to discuss.
Hanukkah spectacular.
I want to do a deep dive on Kelly Osbourne's album.
Yep.
Oh my God, there's so much.
Surprise us with a subscribe.
Yes. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss our debut episode.
And it's going to sound even more dramatic with all the sound effects Kyle puts in right here.
Like what?
Like a
sure. Boom. Randomly throw in like random words of people saying things. Okay.
Think you absolutely should.
Ready, set, go.
The concept for the video circus is basically about, you know, a circus and...
I'm here and I'm staying, whether you like it or not.
We're all gonna have fun!
Suck my ass, because you're no good and better than everybody else.
Hello?
Bitch! I swear to God.
Oh, my name
is Diana Dina, whatever the fuck your name is.
Step your pussy up, honey.
And that's just going to be like Dina Diana.
Honest, that could be a really good episode where we do legends of internet references. Like a deep dive into, like we come in with all of our favorite things that we quote all the time and we explain where they came from.
That's a good one.
And why you need to know them.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
That's good.
That's a good one because half of these people have no idea what we're talking about.
I mean, I don't know anything I'm talking about.
I certainly don't.
If y'all could see my brain, sometimes it's like the things I see just... I see the world in vine-colored glasses is like... I say it.
That's actually really true.
Like rose-colored glasses by Kelly Rowland, but vine-colored glasses.
And my eyes are slowly becoming TikTok-y. And now I can only see like e-boys. I'm learning a lot. I'm learning e-boys and e-girls.
I was in Central Park the other day on my walks, which I've been doing because I'm skinny.
Right.
And there was an entire school of white girls behind me. And I turned around and like in my brain, all I heard was...
Visco girls,
and
e-boys.
I was like, oh my God, I'm surrounded by Visco girls. Get away from me.
I'm learning a whole lot.
Wow.
Save the turtles.
So that's a good episode.
Yeah.
Save the turtles.
And thank you so much for your continued support through the entire year that we've been on the air. It's not live. But if we were, it'd be a year's worth of airtime.
And, you know, it's not a goodbye here.
No. We're expanding, not ending.
And we don't know what Britney's going to do next.
Yeah, that too.
So that will also influence what happens. But yeah, the 20 years are here. We did it.
We did it. We've still got a 2019 episode we will almost probably do.
Don't hold it against us.
Don't hold it against us. But we'll have to wait and see on that.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you who have been begging for us to talk about Unreleased, we will be doing that on the Legends Only podcast very soon.
So much new content.
I mean, Britney is the ultimate legend, so she gets her own podcast and that stays there.
Right.
So, yeah.
Cool.
And I'm just so excited for you guys to see the logo, which you guys are probably seeing right now, because you're probably looking it up, hopefully. Oh my God, let me know what you think. I've been holding on to it for so long. I'm so nervous.
You don't need to be nervous.
No, it's fucking cute. Right?
Yeah.
We like it, right?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm going to be like panicking the next few days. I'm like, oh my God, it's ugly. Scrap everything.
It's going to be so bad. Okay.
Scrap it, just like the Make Me video.
Too soon. There comes the mentions. All right. We will see you on Monday.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.